90.5 WKHS, you're now listening to Fan Cam with Peter and Andrew, where you get to hear two friends talk about sports from a fan's perspective.
Week by week, we will be discussing score predictions, breaking sports news, your very own Trojan sports, and your favorite big-time teams.
Join us every Thursday to hear us learn more about sports and give our spin on the modern-day sports talk show, right here on 90.5 WKHS. Welcome back, everybody, to Fan Cam, a sports talk show where two friends give their opinion on sports. I'm Peter, joined by my co-host, Andrew.
How's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good today.
That's good. And we are getting to the end of Trojan sports. We have two sports remaining. Tennis has Sebastian Cousineau going to the States for tennis. And then we have four Kent County athletes going to States for track and field: Razier Wilson, Harrison Gibby, Kiari Hawkins, and RJ Peterson. So we have all four of those going to the States. So congrats to them and congrats to Sebastian. They're putting a good word out for Kent County sports and making everybody at Kent County proud. But that is pretty much the end of Trojan sports. It is our seniors' last day. So when you are hearing this, our seniors will be gone. So it was a fun ride being with the seniors the past 3 years. They've been on the air and you've been hearing them. This year you've probably been hearing them almost every day if you've been tuning in. So it's been great having them around. Me and Andrew are going to be seniors next year, which is really weird to think about that we got to start applying to colleges this summer. So really weird to think about, but hopefully if the schedules align, we'll keep the show going on into next year. But I do want to start off with the NBA as the playoffs keep getting better. We talked about how the Thunder and the Nuggets were having a back-to-back battle, and that proved to be true as they took it to a seven-game series. But in Game 7, the Thunder just put the Nuggets away, 125-93, which sealed their ticket to the Western Conference Finals, where the Timberwolves were able to keep their 3-1 lead and got the fourth win over the Warriors, 121-110. So they have to play the Thunder, and the Timberwolves lost to the Thunder in their first game, and Game 2 comes out today at 8:30. And then on the Eastern Conference side, once again, Indiana was able to hold on to that 3-1 lead. Like we said, it's pretty difficult to come back from that. And the Pacers won 114-105, and the Knicks were able to take down the Celtics. The Celtics got one more game in, but it wasn't enough. The Knicks were able to win 119-81 as they go to the Eastern Conference Finals. And if you know anything about basketball, Knicks fans are ride or die for that team. This Knicks team hasn't been good until recently. So their team being in Eastern Conference Finals, it is mayhem in New York every night. The Pacers and the Knicks will face off in the Eastern Conference Finals. And the only time that there's been no two seeds and only one seed in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals. So a lot of the big teams got bounced early, and it's showing that it really doesn't matter what your seed is and how good you do early in the season, right? The Lakers and the Rockets got bounced in the first round. The Bucks and the Cavs got bounced in the second round. So it kind of just shows that really anything can happen within these games. So because we have a little more wiggle room to kind of predict who is going to win these games, who do you see winning the Eastern Conference Finals, Andrew, and who do you see winning the Western Conference Finals?
I think that the Thunder are going to win the Western Conference Finals. I feel like they're the most complete team in the whole bracket that's left, and I have them winning the whole thing. So I'm going to project them as the winner. And then for the Eastern Conference, I feel like this one's going to be a toss-up, but I could see either team, but I'm going to lean towards the Knicks going to the finals. So I think it's going to be a Thunder-Knicks finals, and I have the Thunder taking it all.
Yeah, I actually agree with you there. The Thunder being the best team in the league right now, they got the most wins out of anybody in the league, and they have MVP frontrunner SGA, that has just been going crazy every game. Seems like it doesn't matter who's guarding him. You can get a bucket on anybody. And then the Knicks, I see easily beating the Pacers. It seems like the Pacers have gotten a little lucky on who they've had to play and what kind of team they've had to play, right? The Heat, probably shouldn't have made the playoffs, probably got a little lucky in those first two games. And then the Cavs didn't have their three best players for the first like four games. So maybe they haven't really played a super healthy team yet. And this Pacers team also hasn't played a healthy team when they had to play the Bucks, right? Giannis getting hurt and losing Chris Middleton, Kyle Kuzma getting nothing in 22 minutes in one of those games. So difficult to see how the Knicks with a fully healthy team, and this team will play their starters till the end of the game. I don't see how the Pacers can match this pace. And then, like you said, I think the Thunder is just too good of a team for any of these teams to compete with. But switching over from NBA to college lacrosse, we talked about how Richmond was able to get that upset win over North Carolina, and it looked like they were about to get an upset win over number one Cornell, but that didn't prove to be the case. Richmond wasn't able to take it. Cornell was able to win by one in a nail-biter that put them to the semifinals. And then Maryland was able to beat Georgetown 9-6 in a close game. They were going back and forth. And then on the other side, Syracuse is back. They were able to take down Princeton 19-18 in another close game. And then finally, sadly, Notre Dame isn't able to get the three-peat that a lot of people were hoping for. Penn State was able to take them down 14-12. So the biggest differential in all four of those games was only three goals. So you see how these teams are able to fight back and forth with each other and show how these good teams, right? You might be a six seed Syracuse, and you're putting up 19 goals against one of the better defenses in the league. So the semifinals are coming up this weekend. Maryland has to take on Syracuse, which I think will be really good. Maryland having probably the best goalie, right? And then Syracuse having one of the best offenses. It's going to be a power of what can step up. Can the defense step up and stop the offense, or can the offense keep putting them in like Syracuse is? Because the past two games, Syracuse has scored 22 and 19. So that's pretty high for a lacrosse game. So we can see how they do here. And then on the other side, Cornell versus Penn State. Once again, CJ Kirst getting drafted number one overall, and it's showing for a reason. He's been able to go back and forth with any team, and he's been able to put goals in clutch time. And then a little fun fact, actually, in D3 lacrosse, Dickinson, I don't know if any of you guys know, but they're in the same conference as Washington College. They were able to beat Salisbury and then go on to beat another opponent. So they are now in the national championship for D3 lacrosse for the first time in their school history. So kind of cool to see how a team that competes with Washington College every year is in the D3 national championship. But I'll quit talking for a little bit. Andrew, can you tap on MLB for us?
Yes. So the MLB standings are changing a little bit, but there's not much movement since I touched on it last week. So let's get into the American League first, starting with the American League East. The Yankees, they continue to be that number one spot. All the other teams in this division are either 500 or below 500. So it's looking like the Yankees are just going to run away with this division. So it goes the Yankees in first, then the Red Sox, Blue Jays, Rays, and Orioles. And before I move on, the Orioles did fire their manager, Brandon Hyde. The Orioles have had a very disappointing season so far. They're 17 games under 500. They're on a very long losing streak right now. So hopefully they'll be able to turn it around and get back to close to 500. But you got to start thinking about next year and how you're going to prevent this from happening. Now, moving on to the Central, we have the Tigers in first, followed by the Twins, Guardians, Royals, and White Sox. Then in the West, we have the Mariners in first, followed by the Astros, Rangers, Angels, and Athletics. Now moving on to the National League, we have a change in first place for the East. The Mets have been in first for most of the season, but the Phillies have now taken sole possession of the National League East. They are followed by the Mets, Braves, Nationals, and Marlins. And then moving on to the National League Central, we have the Cubs in first, followed by the Cardinals, Reds, Brewers, and Pirates. And then to round out the MLB standings, in the National League West, we have the Dodgers, Giants, Padres, Diamondbacks, and Rockies. And this NL West is probably one of the most competitive divisions this year. The Dodgers are in first, but a game behind is the Giants, and half a game behind the Giants is the Padres, and the Diamondbacks are only four games out of first place. So every team is right in there for that division title. So that division is going to be very tight down the stretch, and it's going to be important for these teams to win these division matchups to hopefully get a title, but we'll have to see how the rest of the season plays out.
Definitely. And I think it's really cool to see how a lot of the teams who aren't historically good in the MLB have been able to get pieces and really switch around their team. So it really seems like the league is super competitive. Almost every team is good. You know, you have your stragglers who aren't doing as good, but for the most part, most of the teams are doing pretty well. But I want to touch on golf real quick. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship, which is one of the four major titles that you can win in golf. So cool to see. He's been on fire recently, winning a lot of tournaments. So cementing his name as one of the best golfers. If anybody's wondering, you know, not keeping up with golf, but keeping up with the names, why Tiger Woods didn't compete in the Masters or hasn't competed recently, he tore his Achilles, I think, 6 months ago, 9 months ago. So he's been on a recovery path to get back into golfing. But golf is a sport where age can limit you a little bit, but I think it's one of those sports that are less taxing on your body. So we could see Tiger Woods come back and still start to win a lot of things. But, I mean, he's been doing it for a while, so I don't see him able to go on so far. And then next I want to do another quick sports touch on the NHL. If anybody is a hockey fan, the semifinals of the Eastern Conference went down. The Florida Panthers were able to take it to a seven-game series with the Maple Leafs, and they were able to get that one, winning the last game 6-1. And then on the other side, our local Capitals weren't able to win. They got one game, but it just wasn't enough. The Hurricanes were able to beat them 4-1. And then on the other side, the Oilers were able to take this one 4-1 in another dominant fashion, winning their last game 1-0. And then finally, the Dallas Stars were able to win their series 4-2. So the Stars and the Oilers will face off, and then the Panthers and the Hurricanes will face off tonight. So we can see how that plays out. And then I want to do one last thing before we end the show. Way too early prediction on how we think the NFL standings will turn out. So we'll start off with the AFC, and then if we'll have time, we'll go to the NFC. So, taking a look at the AFC East, Andrew, what team do you see coming out on top, and how do you see that folding out?
I think the answer is very simple here. The Bills are going to win this division. They've been the best team year in and year out the past couple of years. And the other teams are getting players, but they just don't have the star power to compete. So, I think nothing's going to be new, and the Bills are going to win.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. The Bills, having Josh Allen, the MVP, just straight dominating this conference. Not great. You know, the Patriots used to run through this conference when they had Tom Brady a couple years ago. But ever since then, it seems like the Bills have taken over. And then I think our favorite conference, Andrew, AFC North. Who do you see taking this one, and how do you see it playing out as well?
I'm going to go with the Ravens, obviously, as a Ravens fan. But they do have a very tough schedule. Like, the first part of their schedule is very tough. Like, week one, they're in Buffalo for Sunday Night Football. So they play, I think, the Chiefs, Bills, and Lions all in the first 4 weeks. So powerhouse teams, it's going to be a gauntlet. But I think the Ravens are going to be up for the test, and I think they'll be able to take this division again.
Yeah, I think the Ravens could probably take this division. The Bengals also have a chance of doing good in this division. I don't see my Steelers doing as well. We do have a easy schedule until conference play, right? Conference play is probably where our schedule gets the hardest. So if we could get maybe 7 wins going into conference play, I think it would look really good for us. But that will wrap up our show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you're new here and want to listen to past episodes, you can find FanCam on anywhere you have podcasts. Or if you want to keep up with any news, go to FanCam_talk show on Instagram. But until then, we'll see you guys next week.